Hey, you. Yeah, you in the bleachers. You're looking a little lost. This is cheer practice. You're not even meant to be here, and you're staring. That's not really okay. You know that? I think you should leave, but maybe... Well, maybe we can have some fun with you. You look a little blank and mindless, and we could always use someone to help the team after practice. Someone to clean up our dirty laundry, to put our pom-poms away, to just serve us, basically. You okay? That seems to have made you even more distant. Like you're somewhere else. Is that what happens when you stare at a team of cute cheerleaders? Okay, I already know it is. I know the effect we have on everyone. Why watch the game when you can watch us instead? But the other girls are heading back to the locker room, and it's just you and me, so let's talk. Well, you just sit there all dazed and confused, and I'll talk. I wasn't kidding about finding someone to serve us. Cheerleading is hard, tiring work. We move around so much, shake our bodies all sorts of ways. Get hot and sweaty and, you know, having someone to just be there after we finish would be so nice. Someone we can toss our towels to. Someone we can rely on to clean our dirty socks so they're fresh and white again. Someone who can watch every practice and give some pointers. Would you like to serve the cheer team? You look a little reluctant, but that's okay. I have an idea to make sure you really want to serve us, silly. A special cheer, just for you. It's the kind of cheer we use when we really need to get the crowd on our side. When they really need to follow every word, even every letter we say. I bet you'd love to hear it, but I warn you it's... Well, there's a secret about it. When you start cheering with us, you're actually being brainwashed. You might be scared, you might be curious, but you're not moving. So I guess that means you don't mind how that sounds. Good. But I warn you, once you get involved, once you feel that school spirit start flowing into your mind from my mind-melting cheer, you'll be stuck. You'll be mine. Ours. Property of the cheer team until you graduate. You'll serve us so much you probably won't even be able to do your assignments anyway. You'll stay here forever. Serve every cheer team. You don't mind the sound of that though, do you? You like that idea just a little bit. You like the idea that a team of hot, sexy girls in short skirts, high socks, and tight little outfits will control you completely. The idea of watching every move they make, staring as they stretch and dance and bounce and push against each other, flesh against flesh, pressing bodies soft and yielding. It's funny, isn't it? These cheer teams in these highbrow educational institutions offering the hint of the real nature of humanity at the raw desire we all hide just under the surface. That's getting harder and harder for you to hide with every second. We draw that out, manipulate it, turn it into roaring, screaming rabid support for this university. But we could do whatever we want with this. What do you think we'll do after we leave this school? We'll use our bodies to get what we want from anyone. From the CEOs and the senators. From the weak-minded fools who can't help but ogle a beautiful woman. Cheerleaders are a trap, and you fell in. Now you're falling deeper in and thinking of the ways I said you could serve us instead of escaping. So keep thinking like that and get ready for this cheer. Think of my long legs and my short little skirt, my plump red lips and piercing blue eyes looking at you in the stands of the big game, like I'm seducing you and only you. That's what everyone in the crowd wants to think. And maybe I am. And maybe I want them aroused and weak and needy for me. Maybe I want everyone like that. It helps me get what I want. What I want right now is you under my control. Mindless, needy, desperate. And once you hear the cheer, once you start to repeat it, you'll be mine. Just like everybody else. See, what happens is, my body distracts you. My bouncing, heaving chest, my taut, toned legs, tight, pert ass, flat, sexy stomach, it all draws the eye. You flip between parts of me like a pendulum swinging, like a pocket watch. But it's just my body, my rhythmic movement, that's the flame, and you're the moth. But to get in your head, it's my words which turn everyone to complete putty in my hands. My body draws you in. My words trap you, enslave you, turn you into something too mindless to do anything but serve my every whim. The words barely matter, but you'll repeat them anyway. You'll give back the energy I give. You'll make a fool of yourself like everyone in the crowd. Cheerleaders are a trap, and you love being trapped, caged, captured, mine. So let's remove the last thought in the silly little head of yours, shall we? Give me an S. Give me an E. Give me an R. Give me a V. Give me an E. What does that spell? Serve. That's right. Serve. Just like you serve me. Mindlessly. Obediently. Eagerly. Don't you just love cheerleaders? I mean, who doesn't? And every time you hear a cheer, you'll be just a little more obedient, a little more docile, a little more enslaved. So let's do it one more time before you start cleaning up after practice. Give me an S. Give me an E. Give me an R. Give me a V. Give me an E. What does that spell? Serve. Good, very good. Now, you're mine, my servant. Obedient pet of the cheer team. That should really define your university experience, don't you think? See you soon, my cute little slave.